From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. Last week's crash in the French Alps raised a number of important issues. How, for instance, did the young pilot accused of this tragedy manage to keep the state of his health hidden from his employer? We also realized just how few airlines outside the United States bring another employee into the cockpit when one of them must leave. And finally, how can pilots even be allowed to fly if they're suffering from any mental health issues? Of course, there is one item that wasn't mentioned, though, well, at least not directly. The differences between how aircraft accidents are investigated here in the U.S. versus other parts of the world. Here in the United States, our National Transportation Safety Board has spoiled us, in a nice way, of course. The NTSB is an independent federal agency established outside the U.S. Department of Transportation and answers only to Congress. Since the NTSB was created back in 1926, the agency and its predecessors have investigated no less than 132,000 aviation accidents. But for now, let's get back to the French Alps. The first comments we heard about the Germanwings crash were released by French prosecutors. The French BEA, their equivalent of our NTSB, was sent to the accident site, of course, but has not been heard from. In Europe and other parts of the world, prosecutors being first at the microphone is not all that unusual. Of course, their motives for the investigations are completely different from ours. Here in the U.S., the NTSB investigates in a search for the cause, with the hopes of preventing a similar accident. Elsewhere, though, it's not quite the same. When a business jet crashed into a snowplow on takeoff at Moscow's Vnukovo Airport last year, the Russians quickly arrested not only the snowplow driver, but the tower controllers as well. Outside the U.S., aircraft accidents are often seen as criminal events first, and hence the need to find the culprit. Prosecutors are more like cops to me. They want a bad guy, and within a very short period of time following the Germanwings crash, they pinned it on the co-pilot. Let me be clear. I'm not saying the co-pilot's not responsible for the accident. What I'm saying, though, is that there's so much work yet to be done, so many more pieces of the crash to be investigated, that I'm, well, frankly, appalled at the direction the media coverage has taken. In a number of interviews, Lufthansa's CEO Carsten Spohr repeated that the event was a one-off. He thinks that makes the chances of anything like that ever happening again pretty slim. Our White House also strangely chimed in just hours after the crash, explaining it didn't even appear to be a terrorist event. Now, how could they possibly know that for certain just a few hours after the crash? There are still so many unanswered questions, like, if the co-pilot was responsible, why did he do it? Why does there appear to have been no post-impact fire? What mental health issues was the pilot actually suffering from? How much did the airline really know? And what else was happening on board the aircraft before the accident? Let's be serious. We only have reports of, well, a few select bits of the cockpit voice recording. We haven't even located the flight data recorder, and in fact, no one's even asking about it any longer. When I read the comments from the Lufthansa people, they sounded more like part of a corporate defense strategy than facts surrounding an accident, at least to me. A few days after the crash, many airlines decided it was time to place someone else in the cockpit, someone like a flight attendant when the other pilot leaves. So that just about covers it, I guess. If the pilot hadn't been alone, the crash wouldn't have happened. We've figured out the problem, the bad guy's dead anyway, so let's move on. Now ask yourself how that same crash would have been handled in the U.S. I doubt you'd have seen any airline CEOs on TV offering the media their selection of details aimed at keeping the company out of hot water. We airmen here in the U.S. should be extremely grateful for the existence of the NTSB, a group that's focused on investigating every last bit of evidence before determining a probable cause. And other airmen around the world, like pilots, mechanics, and air traffic controllers, well, they can only dream of an organization like the NTSB in their country. And the people dreaming the most? It's all of those airmen still sitting in jail somewhere around the world. From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark. We'll see you next time. By the way, if you enjoy the Aviation Minute, why not send your friends to our archive at jetwine.com? We'd really appreciate your referral.